Hi, this is Steve Webb, your OG Godcaster. You're about to hear the LifeSpring Advent Calendar, which was recorded in 2006. It's a daily show which will run right up to Christmas Day, so be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Now, the story of Advent and Christmas is a timeless story, so it doesn't age. However, the links and the phone numbers mentioned on the podcast have all changed but one. WhyChristmas.com is still current and active, and it's the best Christmas information website on the internet. LifespringPodcast.com now forwards you to LifespringMedia.com, and the phone number you'll hear on the show is changed to +1-951-732-8511. Hello and welcome back to the LifeSpring Advent Calendar, and this is the 13th day. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Well, shall we open today's door and see what's inside? Hi, James. I understand today is a very special day.
Today is St. Lucia's or St. Lucy's Day, and it's a very important day to people who live in Scandinavia, especially in Sweden.
So who was St. Lucia?
St. Lucia was a young Christian girl who was martyred, that means killed for her faith, in 304 AD. The most common story told about St. Lucia is that she would secretly bring food to the persecuted Christians in Rome, who lived in hiding in the catacombs under the city. She would wear candles on her head, so she had both of her hands free to carry things. And Lucy means light, so it's a very appropriate name for her. Today, December the 13th, was also the winter solstice, the longest day of the year, in the old Julian calendar. So St. Lucia's Day also celebrated that half of winter was over and spring was on the way.
James, I understand that St. Lucia's Day is very popular in Sweden. Schools have their own St. Lucias, and often towns and villages also choose a girl to play St. Lucia and lead a procession where carols are sung. The girls playing St. Lucia wear a white dress to show St. Lucia's purity, and they also have a crown of candles on their heads. A national Lucia is also chosen. You'll find Lucias visiting hospitals and old people's homes, singing a song about St. Lucia and handing out peparkakor. I hope I said that right. Ginger snap biscuits.
In homes, often the eldest girl plays St. Lucia for her family, bringing them luscats, which are St. Lucia's Day buns that are flavoured with saffron and dotted with raisins, and they're eaten for breakfast with coffee.
St. Lucia's Day first became widely celebrated in Sweden in the late 1700s. St. Lucia's Day is also celebrated in Denmark, Norway, Finland, Bosnia, Croatia, and some parts of northern Italy. In Denmark, it's more of a children's day, and in some parts of Italy, children are told that St. Lucy brings them presents. They leave out a sandwich for her and the donkey that helps carry gifts.
So, happy St. Lucia's Day, everyone!
Well, I hope you learned something about St. Lucia's Day today. There's really a lot happening around Christmas time, isn't there? Thanks for listening to the LifeSpring Advent Calendar. Of course, the theme music today was, as always, Brian Duncan and the Neo Soul Band with This Christmas, and the background music was Doug Bolt with In the Bleak Midwinter. For James Cooper, I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for listening. Merry Christmas! It's a love that I